The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. From Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden, and neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. I get a strong sense that you're not going to really hear a lot of what I'm about to say. So I need to be short and to the point. You guys are graduating today, right? Wow. But also know that you're not graduating the church. You're not graduating God's family. And though, I don't know, there might be a bunch of feelings inside. You might be excited, you might be a little bit scared, we don't know what the future is, but that's the beauty of our faith, is that no matter what is ahead of us, we're never alone. God's always there with us, and our support group that God has given us, our family and our church, are always there with us. No matter where you go, hopefully it's not far, like Bishop Montgomery, Redondo High, but I know some of you might be going far away. And then as life goes on, if you go to college, there's always a church family there. God's grace is always with us. And so that's really the message. And that's a great comfort. I have another thought, though. Couldn't stop there. Today is called a graduation day. What does graduation mean to you guys? Can I ask somebody? What does it mean to graduate? I'm just walking here.
To leave.
Beautiful answer. But you know what? We've come to understand it to mean that. But you know the original origin of the word? Goes back to about the 12th century. It's from Latin, gradutas. It means only a step, a gradient, gradual. Another word for today begins with a C. What's the word we sometimes use that begins with a C? Three syllables, first syllable, sounds like...
Calling?
Nope, not calling. See, I told you I had a short attention span here.
Culmination?
No, but it's close. Three syllables. What'd you hear? Commencement. Okay. Thank you. You're the only person that I'm going to say can get their diploma today. But commencement means something different, right? Commencement means it's a beginning. And so I, of course, want to suggest that this is a beginning, a new beginning. It is a step. And you know that the gown that you're wearing and that cap? Why do you wear that gown? Do you know what the origins of that are? I learned this in school. I'm proud of this one. You know what that gown is actually representing or trying to model or emulate? It really is, forgive me, it's trying to emulate this habit. You see, the original universities around the 1200s were run by mostly Franciscans and Dominicans, and the word graduation came from them. And because the students were learning to be teachers, and they wanted to be like their masters, and so they dressed like them. And this was one step to becoming a teacher. So you guys are students, but you're learning to become like your teachers, and one day you're going to become teachers for other people. But how good of a teacher will you be if you don't really learn the lessons that you're meant to learn before you try to teach? And even though you might not be a teacher in a school, you're going to be a teacher probably as parents. You're going to be a teacher to your friends, in the workplace, no matter what you're doing. And you know what? To be a teacher is a really great thing. It's one of the greatest callings, because Jesus was a teacher. And we're always a student of Jesus. And so remember, this is a beginning of graduation. It is a step along the path of learning to be a lifelong student of Jesus. But in so doing, in life, we become teachers to other people, because the greatest beauty of life is not to do these great things that we're learning how to do in school for our own sake, but it's to do them to give to others, because our greatest joy is when we give back. And so Jesus teaches that by laying down his life on the cross. Jesus is our teacher. No matter where we go, he's going to be with us. We all have great calling and vocation to learn the lessons of life now. Study hard continually so that we can use these gifts to make the world a better place, to help others, and to be a light for the world or salt for the earth.